Saturday's coronation of King Charles III was a very remarkable and historic occasion. And as the day unfolded, it became very clear how much preparation had gone in. One of the first impressions was all around the cathedral, all the streets had been cleared of cars. It wasn't at all clear why this was happening, but on the morning we realised, because in fact all these streets around here were used as parking places for diplomats and major guests. And the security was very, very tight as we approached the abbey. Once we were inside the abbey, we had a little wait to do in the Jerusalem chamber with the other Christian leaders and leaders of other faiths. And then at 10 o'clock, we processed in. And I must admit that after rather hesitant rehearsals, the actual coronation, as everybody could see, went extremely well, and it was an absolute joy to be there. I think being present gave me a deep impression of the solemnity of the occasion and the fact that the prayer foundation of it, because it's all based in prayer, was much clearer than had been obvious during the rehearsals. And then, of course, there was the knitting together of that wonderful array of music and the movement of the ceremony as well. So it was an unforgettable experience, and never in my wildest dreams, when I think back to 1953 and the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II, never did I dream that I would have a part in a coronation. Obviously, those who put together the ceremony of the coronation went to a great deal of trouble to find a balance between the historical continuity, particularly in the period since the Reformation, and continuity with that and a recognition of how much British society has changed. So they were the changes that introduced things that were new, like the styles of music, the categories of people who were invited, like the inclusion of people from other religions and from other Christian bodies that frankly weren't present in this country when the basic coronation ceremony was put together. But I think from a Catholic point of view, it's quite a different story, because obviously the coronation of the kings and queens of England for 500 years was a Catholic ceremony, and for 400 years it's not been so. This coronation ceremony, there were elements were more evidently Catholic, and my participation was one of those things. And of course, asked to give the blessing, that was a very important moment. There are many ways in which people can be invited to participate, but to be invited to give the blessing, contribute to the blessing of the king, the minutes after he'd been crowned, was something very special. I also thought some of the music spoke eloquently of the gradual but steady and I hope irreversible coming together of the Catholic roots of this country and the Church of England expressions of it. So the Gloria that was sung was by William Byrd, and it was written for four voices. So I explained to various people what for four voices actually meant, and it meant that that Gloria was written a secret or a hidden celebration of Catholic Mass during the years immediately after the Reformation. So it was for four voices because there'd only be room for four people in the private house, a private chapel, where Mass could be celebrated with comparative safety. So to explain this to a Methodist, to explain it to a rabbi, to explain it to a Muslim, really helped them to understand the deep-rooted nature of the traditions of this country and of the Catholic part of those traditions and roots. I think it's very important to remember that the coronation, it's quite unique, and it is predominantly a state occasion, and therefore this is also a recognition of how Catholics are viewed in the nation. It's not simply an ecumenical thing between churches, But, you know, it's the Duke of Norfolk who oversees everything. That's a state appointment. It's the Penny Mordaunt who was there constantly with the sword, and that's a parliamentary representation. So this is very much the state combining with the established church to provide this momentous historic occasion. This is not just about the relationship between the Church of England and us Catholics. It's also about where we stand in the perspectives of the state institutions of this country. We're recognised. It is clear that we pay a major contribution and that that is a positive and an ongoing relationship, which has been illustrated in many, many ways and was again at the coronation in sharp contrast to 1953. To go into the sanctuary or the sacrarium of Westminster Abbey at that moment, it was quite startling. And the intensity of the moment became more clear. Also the brilliance of it, the brilliance of the vestments and the robes that the king was wearing at that point, the regalia and the crown. It was clearly stepping into a moment of history, and that I will never forget.
You mentioned vestments. I heard that Westminster Abbey borrowed some copes from us.
Yes, it's true. There were a lot of the copes that were worn, those that all looked the same, apart from those from the canons of the Abbey, were mostly from Westminster Cathedral. And it's a joy to be able to offer that help to the Abbey that's just down the road. My highlight, the moment I found most moving, was the homage of William to King Charles, his father. And I thought of all the difficulties that the family lives through. And I thought of William's devoting his life, not just to his father, but to what will happen when his father dies and he, William, will become king. And I thought, to me, that was a moment of great tenderness, but also, I think, of stability and the long view of history. I was asked some time ago, did I really think God wanted Charles to be king of this country? And I had to reply by saying, do you really think God wanted Vincent Nichols to be this cardinal? We are the produce of all sorts of ebbs and flows of history, of family and circumstance. And that is all seen in the eternal now of God's eye. So this is who the king is. This is who God blesses. This is within the providence of God. And it's not an easy task. It's a difficult role to be king. There are unlimited expectations. There is ceaseless intrusion. He's, you know, free for all in terms of criticism. And he'll be expected to be superb in every crisis. My goodness, it's not an easy job. We pray for him.